So, attention deficit, this is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. It's confusing to people because there's, now it's called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder impulsive type or inattentive type. And the inattentive type was what we used to call ADD. And to put it very simple, the ADD kids were the daydreamers, disorganized, never, you know, they drop things along wherever they go and they just don't seem awake or alert. This is very simplified thinking. But they don't have the hyperactive, impulsive part. The children who, they all have inattention. Inattention means, and it's a neurological thing, the ability to focus and the ability to sustain attention. And not in all domains. You could focus on Nintendo or television. People come in and say, oh, but he focuses on television all day long. Focusing on television is pretty passive. I mean, there's brain waves that change in a person's brain when they watch television. It kind of chills us out. That's why we like to do that television thing. This is not the same as having to attend to something where there's input and there's output. And you have to do work your working memory, and you have to bring things into short attention and move it back to long-term memory. That's sustained concentration. So someone with inattention often fails to give close attention to details, makes careless mistakes. Now, I got to tell you something. When we diagnose or we're looking at clusters of behavior, you have to have lots of these. Not only do you have to have 6 or 8 out of 10, you have to have them over time and in several environments. So if someone comes to me in fourth grade and the parents think their child has just become ADHD, I doubt it, because an ADHD child who's hyperactive and impulsive or intrusive is that way from very early on. So you might be looking at an adjustment disorder or anxiety, which we'll talk about next. This is an important piece that you got to remember. ADHD is hardwiring. It's there from early on. It doesn't just happen suddenly. Now, the ADD kids could be missed for a while because they're daydreamers and they're quiet. And they could end up hitting a wall in middle school or high school and not really have, especially if they're gifted ADD, because they're skaters, they coast, they get along, they do their schoolwork. They're not in anyone's face the way ADHD kids are. But if you want a really magnified, dramatic idea about the ADHD kid, the real true ones, they are obnoxious. They're intrusive. They're in your face. They often don't have good social skills. They will drive you as a parent or a teacher kind of nuts. They're lovable. They mean well, but they can't help themselves. They can't wait. They don't have delayed gratification. They don't have good boundaries. They can be in your face, and you have to do a lot of broken record because they can't control it. They can't put the brakes on. They don't seem to listen when spoken to. Following through on instructions is difficult, whether it's chores, schoolwork, or anything else, any other duties. Organizing is often difficult. Avoids dislikes or is reluctant to engage in tasks that require sustained effort. These kids didn't play well by themselves. Not the ADHD ones. They don't play. They're busy moving. You know, they move from one thing to another. Again, you can have exceptions. You can have kids that lock into certain things that fascinate them. They can even be hyper-focused. In fact, you know, they can be really good at multitasking, when doing several things at once when they grow up. But when you're a kid, we don't want multitaskers. We make them sit in a desk and do one thing at a time. So it might work as an adult, but not as a child. Often loses things necessary for tasks. This is a key one, easily distracted by extraneous noise. If anything else is going on, they're easily looking out the window or distracted by anything. Now, you guys know what classrooms look like today? It's a wonder anyone doesn't have ADHD. I mean, on the one hand, I go into classrooms and I think, isn't this great? It's colorful, it's stimulating. I mean, if you got a really draw to stimulation. One of the things we're doing these days is overstimulating our kids. I was just on a field trip with a bunch of kids. I'm telling you, if they didn't have a snack or a movie on that bus or something, you would think these children, and they can't all be ADHD, they just aren't told, you're okay, you can sit, play cards. I had to go to the back of the bus and go, play cards, talk, sing, the movie's not going on. You know, and as soon as I said that, they really were capable. But boy, they're so addicted, they were like going to push it and push it until some adult said, okay, we'll put a movie on. Part of that is our own laziness as managers, teachers, or parents, because when we put a movie on, their brains lock in, and they just, you know, they're quiet. We don't have to deal with them. That's what part of it is. They can't go outside as much as they used to, so we have to put those videos on. Everything I just said was the inattention part. The hyperactivity part is the fidgeting, the squirming, the leaving the seat, the running and climbing excessively, the difficulty playing leisure activities, the being on the go as if driven by a motor excessively.